We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us now, Gina Lotuka from the SPCA. And Gina, you brought us a dog.
How about that? This is the first actual hound we've had on the news hound segment in a few weeks, right?
It's crazy. Now, remind us, why is that again?
Well, we were fortunate to be in this community that adopted out all of the dogs before we had to actually close up our building for the most part. We still have essential services offered. Adoption is still being offered. But, you know, the dogs are the hardest to care for because they require the most attention, the most cleanup, the most interactive behavior. So having all of the dogs adopted was a big, big thing for us. We still have about six wonderful cats. Two are in foster care right now. We still have Myrtle the turtle, who seems pretty content, I have to say, with her aquarium set up at the SPCA. But having all those dogs adopted before we had to go to appointment adoptions was a big deal.
So tell us about Stella. She's got a beautiful face.
Stella is a wonderful dog, and although I haven't had the chance to spend time with her since her return yesterday, she was adopted from us before we went to our appointment adoption. So she was adopted from us, I think it was late February or early March. The family absolutely loved her. And during this period where the kids are at home and they're staying in the house, they realized that the son became extremely allergic to Stella. So I point that out, and they did give us permission to say it. I pointed out just to ensure people know there was nothing that Stella did wrong. This one-year-old puppy is energetic, like most puppies, but, oh, she is just a sweetheart, very intelligent, very smart, very trainable. She's at that perfect training age.
I'm looking at a lot of places telling people, reminding people, especially in this time, you know, everyone's looking for companionship, but a dog is a real commitment, not just something to do on a whim.
That's right. And this isn't a dog who will probably sleep all day while you go about your business. This is a puppy. And this is something we remind people of, I mean, every day of the year, whether it's we're on lockdown or not. Puppies require attention. They require training. We tell people all the time, what is cute behavior when an animal is 9 or 10 weeks old is not so cute when the animal is 9 or 10 months old. And especially those first few weeks in the home, you're establishing ground rules. It's not unlike having a person in the home. You're establishing ground rules. You want to stop those bad habits before they even begin. So those first few weeks are crucial, a lot of attention crucial. You also don't want to bring the animal in if anybody at home is exhibiting any signs of illness, whether it's tested positive or not. Don't bring an animal into the home at this point. Again, there is no evidence yet, or I should say limited evidence. The veterinarians in the World Society of the World Small Animal Veterinary Association, they're not comfortable yet saying with 100% certainty that there is no evidence these animals can transmit this illness. So you're better off not bringing a new animal in the home if someone at home is exhibiting signs of illness.
Yeah, we're learning stuff every single day about this. So I think it's worth pointing out again for people that you're essential, the SPCA. However, it's appointment only, right?
That's right. It's appointment only for adoptions, appointment only for animal admissions of sick or injured animals. It's we've got people calling us for animal rescue calls. Again, these have to be emergency situations. Now, yesterday, our officers went out. There was a great blue heron, an Elma, who somebody witnessed being attacked by two Canada geese. We were able to get out there. We were able to get that blue heron. So that's a rescue emergency situation. That animal was suffering. So we are available. We're still serving Erie County with our essential services. All of that information is on our website. It's at yourspca.org/COVID-response. I'm updating that page constantly with any new information.
Good to hear. And good to hear about this dog that I think a lot of people have been waiting over the past couple of weeks for a good news hound to show up on WBEN. And this is the one. The pictures over at News Radio 930. I have to say, Gina, it's a nice-looking dog yet again. You've been bringing us, beautiful dogs every single week. Worth the wait, I would say.
And I'll tell you what, the dogs go so quickly. The cats that we have featured on this News Hound segment have gone the same day. So I'm sure that Stella is going to be gone by the end of the day. But for people who might be interested in meeting her, you want to give us a call, set an appointment. Don't just come on into the SPCA. You need to make an appointment. It's 875-7360. And to set an appointment, it's extension 207.
Okay. 875-7360. Extension 207.
That's right.
Thanks, Gina.
Thank you.
Okay, Gina Latuca at the SPCA. Again, Stella is a boxer shepherd mix. She's 1.5 years old, so she's at that perfect training stage.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.